Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion. Bigish lehis namnim, if the Kohen Gadol was falling asleep and he was dozing off, Pirche Kahuna, the young children of the Kohanim, amongst the Kohanim, that's Pirche. Pirche Kahuna is the children of Kohanim. Makan lefanav be'ath batrada, they would snap their fingers in front of him in order to keep him awake. V'yomrim lo, and they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master Kohen Gadol, Amod, get up, stand on your feet, v'hafik achas ala ritzpa. The Kohanim were, they would go barefoot, and the floor there in the base of Mikdash was marble. So they keep their feet cold, and they wouldn't fall asleep. So they would tell the Kohen Gadol, stand up on the floor, don't fall asleep. Let the floor keep you cold, and keep your feet cold, and keep you awake. Uma astikin oso, and they would keep him busy with different songs, they would sing to him. Until the time for the shechting the carbon tamid in the morning by Amar HaShachar would come, in order that he doesn't fall asleep. So it's a short Mishnah, pretty simple. And now we'll do Mishnah Ches. With this, we'll conclude the Perek. And what Mishnah Ches is discussing is that in the base of Mikdash, every day they would begin the services by Alos HaShachar in the morning with the Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen was removing the ashes off of the Mizbeach to make room for the Karbanos. So what we're going to discuss now is that Yom Kippur and Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, the Shalosh Regalim, were different in terms of when they would do it from the rest of the year. Here we go, Mishnah Ches. B'chol Yom, every day, Terumas HaMizbeach, the Kohen, any Kohen, would do Trumas HaDeshen, and would remove the ashes off of the Mizbeach to make room for the new Karbanos. When would he do it? B'kriyas HaGever, at the time when the rooster would crow, either at the exact time, near it, a little bit before, a little bit after, but that was the time that the Kohen would get up and do Trumas HaDeshen. That was the rest of the year with any kind of Kohen. But Yom Kippurim Chatzos, but in Yom Kippur it was from Chatzos at night, meaning at midnight. And the reason why they would do it at midnight on Yom Kippur is because the Kohen had a whole day, Kohen Gadol had a whole day ahead of him. And in order to give him a little bit of breathing space and make sure he has his strength, he's not too weak, they would say, do the Trumas HaDeshen at night, at midnight, so that when the morning would come, you'd have strength to do the rest of the service. Uber Regalim, and on the Shalosh Regalim, on Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, when you have tons of Karbanos coming, and the Mizbeach gets full very, very quickly, when would they remove the ashes? Me Ashmura Harishona, from the first Ashmura. Ashmura is meaning the night is divided into Ashmuros, meaning if you have a perfect equinox, 12 hours in the day and 12 hours at night, let's say your night is 12 hours, there's different groups. So here they say that they divide into thirds. So you have, let's say, a 12-hour night, 4, 8, 12, right? So your first Ashmura is the first 4 hours, and they say Misof HaShlosh HaRishon at the end of the first third. So in this example, it would be the end of, you know, the fourth hour of the night. This is just an example. You know, it always depends on how many hours of night there are. But the idea is that it'll always be at the end of the first third of the night is when you do the Trumas HaDeshen by the major Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos, because there was so many Karbanos brought, they had to clear up the Mizbeach very early. V'lohoisa, Kriyas HaGever Magas, and the rooster's crow would not happen on the regalim, on the big Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Ad Shehoisa Azara Meleya Yisrael, until the Azara was full with Klal Yisrael, Sheheviu Karbanos, and they'll bring their Karbanos, in order, Kedei Lakriva, in order that they should bring them Miyad, immediately after the Tamid, Shalshach, the Tamid of the morning. So the Karban Tamid was brought in the morning, right, by the Kriyas HaGever, after they would remove all the ashes off the Mizbeach. Then immediately afterwards, everyone would bring their Karbanos on these big Yom Tovim. They would start from very early in the morning, because there was so many people that had to bring all their Karbanos. It was, you know, it was Yom Tiv. So that's what they would do then. And that concludes our Mishnah Ovir, Mishnah Ches, and it concludes Perek Aleph. Tomorrow, God willing, will begin Perek Beis.